Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, if you want to respond to WTC owner, federal government, FEMA, fire department, demolish WTC-7. Now, we already knew this because the seismograph, state and federal, picked up the explosions. Copies of that were released. It was in the New York Daily News about a year and a half ago. When the story came out, it turned out the feds had seized it and declared national security. Also, firefighters told members of the press, People Magazine, you name it, in the week after 9/11, that yes, there was controlled demolitions in the buildings. We could look at them and see that. The puffs of smoke, the classic symmetrical explosions going off down the side, then the buildings buckling and falling. But WTC 7, let me see, that happened at 8:30 in the morning. WTC caught fire at about 3, fell at about 4:45. So hours and hours and hours and hours later, 6-7 hours later, it catches fire. Rudolph Giuliani admits he, quote, got a call. This was, again, in ABC News on TV. It's always in live interviews they slip up. Got a call and was told to evacuate the building. You see, they had the CIA, FBI, former Y2K command bunker there on the third floor of the building. But we just aired that clip. We're going to be airing it again. WTC owner demolished WTC-7. To, quote, save lives. While the building's on fire, it could catch other buildings on fire. Let's go ahead and pull it. Well, if that's the case, why isn't this a bigger issue that the average person doesn't know that they demolished that building? And what I have from inside sources, I've been reporting this for 2 years and, what, 3 or 4 months, from inside sources, is that they had bombs in all of those buildings. They'd also had drills, bombing drills a week before that they never had there at the complex, where the entire buildings, 7, 1 and 2, and others, were all evacuated. Also, a former deputy director of the FBI, John O'Neill, died supposedly in the building. His first day at work being hired there was September 11th, 2001. Just start adding all these nexus points together. Again, PBS documentary Silverstein raised WTC, and here's the quote. I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire, and I said, we've had such terrible loss of life, maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it, and they made that decision to pull, and we watched the building collapse. And again, we have these audio clips at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and some mirror site links that also have the audio from this video posted. And a lot of folks already have this video in their hands. We have ordered it, and it's just incredible. And again, this was aired twice on PBS. First aired in 2000, then aired a few months ago again, and that's when this story got caught. Can we air the Silverstein quote again? It's better, more important than myself just reading the quote. Stephanie, go ahead and hit that clip again, please.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
And then they show the video of it collapsing in 3.2 seconds, faster than a bowling ball can fall from 47 stories. Folks, you can see the explosions going off down the side of the building. Again, it's in Police State 3, Total Enslavement, and it's in Masters of Terror. In fact, Police State 3, Total Enslavement ends with Dan Rather saying, look at that, it looks like buildings you see that are destroyed with well-placed dynamite. Well, yeah, try C4. And we've caught Putin blowing up buildings to blame it on his enemies. We've caught the British doing it. We've caught the Philippines doing it. We have whole sections on this at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we're going to go ahead and come back and get more into this news, some of the other top stories. We're going to take your calls, and then later in this hour we're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson, who's on every Monday for 30 minutes, and, of course, John Stadtmiller to get his response to this. So stay with us, 800-259-9231. We'll be back.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, Central. Back from 9 to midnight, Central. I'm Alex Jones, your host. PBS documentary, Silverstein, and the Fire Department of New York City raised WTC-7. Now, again, we've always asked, how did a building that wasn't hit by an aircraft, hit by any falling debris, didn't catch fire for, I don't know, from the time of the collapse of the buildings at 9 o'clock in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon, then it catches fire and collapses an hour later, small fires, and then you have the owner of the WTC, and boy, there's a lot of dirt there. He buys it a few months before, takes out record insurance on it, billions of dollars of insurance on it. And then you look at the 9/11 whitewash commission with the people on the commission who were intimately involved in September 11th. Again, this is the Washington Post now and the Associated Press reporting on this. There's just so many facets of 9/11. I know we have loaded phone lines, and we'll get to Eric and Keith and George and Jim and Kurt and others here in just a few minutes. But here's another clip from the PBS documentary. We'll go ahead and play the clip that we haven't gotten to yet. Go ahead and hit that.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull Building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish Building 6. We were worried about the Building 6 coming down and then damaging the slurry wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
I remember getting a call from the fire department.
All right, hit pause right there, because we're playing clips back-to-back now. Now, understand, this is an hour-long documentary on PBS called Rebuilding, and they tell you how months later they demolished some of the buildings that were still standing, that were only slightly damaged. Remember that? And then Silverstein, the owner, goes back to the day of 9/11 and talks about the building being on fire. Remember Building 7, 47-story building? Wasn't on fire till later that afternoon. Everybody evacuates. Rudolph Giuliani, where they have the federal command center with the state and city, admits, I got a call, told to leave. It catches on fire right after he leaves. And then an hour later, collapses with a tiny fire burning in some of the bottom floors. Never before happened to a steel building. But the reason that first clip is important is it has government officials on there talking about pulling buildings, meaning demolishing buildings. Go research the word pulling a building. That's what they call it in Las Vegas or Detroit or wherever when they demolish a building. It's called pulling a building. So they're talking about months later, in December, pulling some of the other buildings that had not collapsed. Then Silverstein talks about how they pulled Building 7 on September 11th. Now, we looked at the video. It was controlled demolition. It was controlled. It was exploding. It was dropping faster than a bowling ball. So let's play both those clips back to back. Go ahead and start those over for me. This is very important. Play the clip where they're talking about pulling the other buildings, that is demolishing them later. And then Silverstein, the second clip, saying, yeah, we pulled it on September 11th. Go ahead. Here it is,
folks. By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull Building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish Building 6. We were worried about the Building 6 coming down and then damaging the slurry wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such a terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Now, folks, I want you to understand something here. We're talking about Building 7 on September 11th in the late afternoon collapsing, demolition style. We already had the witnesses inside government telling us that they had pulled all the buildings, and firefighters have been asking the question, well, how did you get the explosives in there to pull the buildings if you didn't know the attacks were going to take place? It takes days to pull one of these buildings, to set up the explosives properly. In fact, again, I've watched Discovery Channel specials where it shows Las Vegas hotels, about 1 out of 10 that they destroy. They spend days setting up explosives, and it doesn't fall. Boom, 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 and the building doesn't fall. And then it's very dangerous. They have to send people back in to place more explosives. So just haphazardly, the building's on fire, and Silverstein says, oh, we've had such a tremendous loss of life. Okay, go ahead and pull it. How did they put explosives in a building that was on fire in the bottom floors? How did they pull it? And again, this building was federalized in early 1999 as the Y2K command center for the entire state of New York and the city of New York, and Giuliani's office was in there on the floor with the CIA and the FBI. Now, that's admitted. Just type in FBI CIA command center in Building 7 into a search engine. Dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of mainstream articles will pop up going back 4 years, 5 years now. So just look at this. Look at this. This is amazing. Do you understand what I'm saying here? We have fire department talking about controlled demolition and how we pulled buildings in December, buildings 4 and 5. And then we cut to Silverstein going, yeah, building 7, we decided to pull building 7 because it was on fire that day and we'd already had such a loss of life. How'd you get explosives in there, buddy? Then the feds grabbed the seismograph reports, federal and state, and declared national security on them. By the way, they grabbed all the videotapes from local buildings and declared national security on it. They claimed that all of the radios of the fire department failed in Tower 2. They claimed that all the radios failed. Well, then it came out in New York Daily News, and I talked months before that with the firefighters before it even came out about a year and a half ago. They said, oh, yeah, there were bombs in there, and our radios didn't malfunction. Well, I can't come on the air. I got to go, Mr. Jones. And again, they've been deposed by some of the lawyers and others. They talked about how their radios didn't malfunction. And then some snippets got released by people in the fire department were published in the New York Daily News. This was in late 2002, where it was firefighters saying, we found bombs. There's explosives. And then, of course, that was being monitored by the feds. Then the explosives go off, killing them. And then, of course, they grab those transmission tapes, the emergency transmission tapes, and because that's all recorded, the fire department transmissions, and say, oh, all the radios in that tower malfunction, the others didn't. What are we going to do in New York to get better radios for our firefighters? Why do you think the firefighters ran into the building when everybody else was running out? Because they weren't stupid. They knew that a steel building, modern steel building, had never collapsed. Back in the 80s, remember that Chicago fire when a big hotel burned for 2 days, didn't collapse? Fire shooting out of every floor. There have been many of these. Never collapsed. In this day, you have three of them do it. Three of them do it symmetrically. Symmetrically, falling faster than gravity allows. That's because whole bottom floors and mid floors were pulverized and turned into dust instantly. So, thus, there was not as much of a fall. The things just collapsed and were atomized into that white dust, not smoke, but white dust you saw shooting out everywhere. So I hope you're thinking for yourselves out there, and I hope you're seeing the big picture here, because this is such smoking gun evidence right out in the open. And we'll talk more about it. Eric in Connecticut, first caller. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
This is nothing less than another bombshell, over 2 years after you blew the whistle on July 25th of 2001, basically predicting this event.
Yes, I did get on the radio and I said, call the White House. They're going to use bin Laden as the patsy to attack New York, probably the World Trade Center, to have an excuse for war and a takeover. Because I've been reading PNAC documents and looking at the globalist on TV bragging about the police state that was coming. And I never before said call the White House, but I did this time, and I did it show after show, yeah.
Yep, and you've called it. I have a DVD, Alex, entitled 9/11, where the Naudette brothers were filming a church in Esplanade in New York City to cover a propane leak. At least that's the story, that they were there to cover a propane leak. During the filming, a jet's whine is heard overhead, and I'm a mechanical engineer. I've studied some of these matters. I've studied some of the matters of flight, and the jet's whine that you hear is just that, is a whining sound, which is usually characteristic of a supersonic flight. Most planes, large jumbo jets, it's more of a rumbling sound. The camera pans up to the aircraft, which, and I've examined this and re-examined it, it doesn't look like a 767, Alex.
I know those photos have been released, and it is confirmed one of the jets had some type of bizarre belly pod attached to it, and I've talked to airline pilots and others. They've looked at it. They say that's on no aircraft of that design they know of. So these things have been retrofitted. That's the thing about 9/11. It's just all such a giant fraud. But let me go back to this. Eric, what do you have to say about Silverstein saying, we pulled the building, we demolished the building?
Well, he's saying, Alex, that he demolished Building 7. I'm waiting for his admission, and I doubt it will ever come, that he pulled Buildings 1 and 2.
But how can they just calmly announce this, and then it's no big deal? We have to see the show. We have to point out what he did in plain view.
Guys like the neocons, Alex Rush and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, they're covering for these people with giant smoke screens. And they've got the public bamboozled.
I hear you. More calls coming up. Everybody stay with us. 4
forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Hey, John Statmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, it is January 19th, 2004. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can read the news articles about the owner of the WTCs who bought it months before 9/11 under very mysterious circumstances, then put out record insurance policy on the building, buildings worth several times their price. And he says, oh, yeah, on 9/11, the building had caught fire, Building 7, we'd lost so many lives already, so I made the decision to pull the building. Then we play a clip of the fire department talking about, with controlled demolition, later pulling Buildings 4 and 5 in December, meaning pulling means demolition. Why did they do this right out in the open? Oh, yeah, we told public officials not to fly. Oh, yeah, the CIA was doing insider trading. Oh, yeah, the CIA was doing drills that morning of flying hijacked jets into buildings in New York and D.C. That's why NORAD stood down, but it's all just coincidental and an accident. This subject must be addressed. ABC News, CBS, Fox, all the talk shows. Everybody should be talking about this. I'm going to play the clips again in the next segment. I hope everybody will call your friends and family, your neighbors, pull up next to a car, you know, at the red light and say, tune into the local radio station, whether it's right here in Austin, Texas, or Rhode Island, or Pensacola, Florida, or Kansas City, or Denver, Colorado, or Albuquerque, New Mexico, wherever you're listening, get this done, folks. Keith in Rhode Island, you're on the air. I mean, Keith, is that not amazing revelation we just covered?
Well, I think, Alex, you and I are going to have some disagreement about that. Now, sometimes I listen to you, and I cannot decide whether if you are a deep cover government disinformation specialist or just an ignorant rube. Now, you're talking about this Building 7, and I don't think you know anything about how the World Trade Center was designed, because if you did, you wouldn't be so quick to make up these fantasies about the collapse of Building 7.
Well, let me stop you. You can use words like fantasy and stuff. This has been picked up by the news. He did say that day they pulled Building 7, and pull means demolition, and the building clearly was demolished. We've been saying that for over 2 years, and I've made that claim and backed it up in three documentaries. So exactly what are you saying? Other than using words like fantasy, what do you got and words like rube, what do you have to back up your claims, Keith?
Well, actually, it's your callers who believe you. They're the rubes, and you're
okay,
the...
Okay, just keep using the ad hominem attack, just a name-calling, don't have any facts, hoping the stupid...
I have a fact. I absolutely have facts.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. In the building, apparently you didn't know this, but in the basement of Building 7, there was a huge electrical substation which provided electricity for all of the World Trade Center buildings. That's like 11 million square
feet. Yes, I knew that. I knew that.
All right. So when the Twin Towers collapsed, they ignited this huge electrical substation, causing a huge fire in the basement of Building 7. I have photographs of Building 7 on fire. You can plainly see large...
Well, I never said that it wasn't on fire. I said a steel building, modern steel building, has never collapsed. Firefighter Engineering, the oldest firefighter association and magazine publication in the country, said that there's a massive cover-up and that it's a crime to under guard cut up the remains and ship it to China for smelting. And on top of that, the firefighters said that there were explosives. This is all on record. So what are you saying? Are you saying that Silverstein didn't say that they pulled Building 7 to stop the fires from spreading? Or are you saying, well, it's really a good thing they did? The point is, why haven't they admitted this? Why are they just saying it in one interview and then leaving it there? And why hasn't more been made of it?
It was Building 6 that we're referring to. The tattered remnants of Building 6 had to be pulled down in December of 01 in order to help clean up the site.
No. No. We played the clip about Building 4 and 5. You just heard them say 4 and 5, not 6. And everybody saw them pull down those buildings several months later. He's talking about that day with the fire. There wasn't a fire in December. Are you saying there was a fire in Building 4 and 5 in December?
Yes, a huge underground fire.
Wait,
yes.
You just said Building 6. Which one is it?
They all had to be pulled.
Sir, you don't know what you're talking about. Thanks for the call. Appreciate the call. Folks, did you just hear that? No facts, no information, doesn't even know what buildings he's talking about, and he calls in and injects this. This is so amazing. And I guess I'm a rube, too, for reporting that Mayor Willie Brown was told not to fly to New York that day. I guess I'm a rube to say they flew out 144 members of the Bin Laden family. I guess I'm a rube for reporting that MSNBC and Pensacola News Journal said that the hijackers were trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station. What about the BBC reporting that 9 of the 19 hijackers are still alive? That was an amazing call. You are something else. We're going to come back and go to George and Jim and Kurt and others that are patiently holding. If you've got any comments on that, folks, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, there's no point of even continuing with that guy. He said, there's a massive fire in Building 6, and and I go, wait, it's Building 4 and 5 is what they said. They blew those buildings up later. We're talking about Building 7. Remember it was on fire that day? Unbelievable, folks. Absolutely unbelievable to hear that. Any way to distract you from the reality.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Termbusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Termbusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. In a PBS documentary, the owner and controller of the World Trade Center complex admits that on the day of 9/11, Building 7 was on fire and that they, quote, didn't want any more loss of life, so they pulled the building. And to prove what the term pulled means, we played a clip where they talk about months later, they demolished buildings 4 and 5. And that last caller was sitting there talking about building 6. Again, we have the geological survey saying that there were explosions. We have the firefighters saying there were bombs. We have all of this. And Eric Huffschmidt gets into that in his video. I get into it. In Police State 3, Total Enslavement. We got Paul Watson on with us. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes, George and Jim and Kurt and Joe and others. Paul Watson, hearing that, what amazing spin.
Well, yeah, the caller basically said that, first of all, the emergency generators in Building 7 caused the collapse. Well, the actual official FEMA report on the collapse stated, quote, the specifics of the fires in World Trade Center 7 and how they caused the building to collapse remain unknown at this time. And on top of that, they also concluded that the emergency generators that the caller was talking about had nothing to do with the collapse. They were fully intact because they had fireproofing around them. So FEMA in their own report stated that. And secondly, the caller said that Silverstein was referring to pulling the building and talking about Building 6. He thought Silverstein was talking about Building 6 months after 9/11. 9/11. And so why in the background of the PBS documentary do we have police sirens going off and Silverstein talking about pulling the building to prevent further loss of life? He's talking about Building 7 on the day of the attack.
Well, that's admitted in the PBS documentary, but you see denial at any cost. Now, that guy probably is the Fed he accused me of being. I've noticed when they do that, we've had some interesting activities today surrounding this this major announcement here on air. He comes on and says, you're a plant, you're a rube, you're all this, and then just puts out a bunch of disinfo. What did Dan Rather have to say on that day, Paul?
Well, we can go ahead and play that clip right now.
This is Dan Rather, folks, on the day of the event. Seconds after it collapses, they play the tape again, and this is Dan Rather's comment. You got that, Paul? Here we go, folks.
And again, what you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
I tell you what, Paul, I think you had the audio up too high on that. Back off a little on the audio, and let's play that again here in just a few minutes as soon as you can get that queued back up. Paul, just commenting on this again, for those that just joined us, I want Stephanie to go ahead and play the Silverstein clip again. And again, this is accompanied by images of Building 7. This is how we know he's talking about Building 7, because the video has Building 7 collapsing in the background, and you'll hear the audio of that as Silverstein talks about it with the other towers smoking and police vehicles and fire vehicles racing around. That's the images there, and then it shows the building collapsing. And obviously here on radio, this is incredible. I mean, just the amount of denial from that guy. Stephanie, go ahead and play that clip of Silverstein, the owner.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such a terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Watch the building collapse and showing WTC falling. Amazing. Paul, do you have that Dan Rather clip ready again?
Yeah, we can hit it right now with the volume down a little.
Yeah, let's go ahead and hit that. Here we go, folks. Here's Dan Rather. Seconds after it collapses.
And again, what you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
Now, that clip is in Police State 3, folks, and it shows the building collapsing symmetrically, and Dan Rather saying that. Then we have the seismographs, we have the firefighters. You know, amazing, as Dan Rather said, the firefighter engineering. Why don't you talk about what they said about the cover-up and how a steel building had never done this in history? Go ahead, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've talked for 2 years about why Building 7 collapsed when they had just two small office fires on the 7th and 12th floors, which basically sprinkler systems could have been put out. On top of that, why the need to bring down Building 7 when, if you look at the maps, it was almost completely shielded from the Twin Towers by Buildings 5 and 6. And as you mentioned earlier, Ben Fountain, a financial analyst who worked in the World Trade Center complex, told People magazine that in the weeks before 9/11, there were numerous unannounced and unusual drills where sections of the entire World Trade Center complex were evacuated for, quote, security reasons, and this was obviously the perfect opportunity to place those explosives, which obviously would have took days and weeks of placing them correctly and not hours in which we're meant to believe.
Now, Rudolph Giuliani also said, and that's where he had his command bunker there with the CIA and FBI, this is admitted, he was told, got a anonymous call to evacuate, then the fire starts on three different floors, and then suddenly it collapses, Paul.
And on top of that, we've got Van Romero, the vice president at the New Mexico Institute of Mining and Technology, coming out the day after September 11th and saying that the collapse of both towers and the World Trade Center and the World Trade Center complex was too methodical and the explosive devices were placed. Then a week later, he comes out and mysteriously changes his mind after reportedly getting threatened. We've got the top three designers of the World Trade Center, and this is all documented. It came out in the Associated Press that coming out the day after the attack saying that they thought bombs brought down the towers, and again, as with Van Romero, a week later they suddenly changed their minds.
Well, I wonder what Keith, the other caller, would say. Is he saying we don't have video of Building 7 falling, and Dan Rather saying it looks like well-placed dynamite? I mean, the level of denial, it's like saying there's not a new world order here, is just incredible.
Well, I mean, it's the classic method. Just throw out name-calling out there and don't have any facts to back up any kind of premise that you're trying to make. On top of all this, Lou Caccioli, as he mentioned, he told People magazine that there were bombs going off all around him.
I called the guy at home, and he started crying, saying, I love my country, Mr. Jones, but I can't talk to you.
And also Neil Tyson, the head of the New York Planetary Society, was saying that there were bombs going off all around him. He was there at the time. So,
and there was some unknown voice, which they admit was from the command center of Building 7 across the street, in both the towers after a second plane had hit, yelling at people to stay at their desk. And there were CEOs running around with bullhorns saying, get out of here, get out of here. Then the firefighters run into the buildings, and they told people, because buildings never collapse, the fires were under control, the firefighters reported on their transmission tapes, this is also New York Daily News, the tapes feds had said didn't exist, then it got leaked, and they said, okay, national security, that the fires were going out on the 70th through the 80th floors.
Yeah, that was also in the New York Times. The quote was, two small pockets of fire. And this was in the South Tower, you know, basically seconds before it collapsed. I'm going to throw all this together, including the video, the audio, and do a massive report on it tonight. And so get this story all across the Internet, which is why the fact that you were knocked off air, you know, five times in the first two segments is a very stupid mistake on the part of whoever is doing it, because it means that we're basically going to take this story and pound on it even more than we would have done, so that kind of backfired on them.
Well, this only happens on key issues, and again, we've caught them cutting the wires on the side of the office. We have caught people that don't work for the phone company in the phone box. Then my dad, who's a local doctor, was talking to one of his patients who's high level, let's say mid-level, for the phone company, and he told him, yeah, there's a memo out that if anybody calls from Alex Jones's office to direct it to this special phone number. So it's amazing. I don't even know what to say anymore. Paul, let's take some calls. George in Texas. George, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I attended the gun show on Saturday here in Austin, and I bought some more of your videos, and I also bought Derek Huffsmith's Painful Deception DVD. And he went into this whole thing in detail, and there was no electrical fire in the basement of World Trade Center building number 7.
The guy didn't even know what number he was. He said it was 6, and I said, no, you just heard the fire department saying they brought down months later 4 and 5, quote, pulled it with demolition. We played that clip so you can hear the fire department calling controlled demolition, pulling a building. Silverstein is on the show with WTC 7 collapsing behind him with the sirens going off saying we decided to pull it to keep everybody safe. How did they get explosives in to a building that caught fire later that afternoon is the question.
Right, and that's the question I was calling on originally. I'm an electrical engineer, and I can say with certainty that unless there was major incompetence in the design of the building, which I doubt, because a whole platoon of professional engineers would have looked at the wiring and the design of all the Trade Center facilities.
Wiring has never brought a modern building down.
Well,
again, they've had hotel fires that burned for days. The Firefighter Engineering publication says it's a fraud.
Right, and it is a fraud. An electrical problem in Building 1 or Building 2 could not have possibly caused an electrical fire in the basement of World Trade Center number 7.
But you just heard Paul read from the FEMA report, which he's going to put up, which we posted in the past. It's posted in the archive and on the main page. Paul, I also want to take this whole discussion and these interviews, the second hour, and I want to post that as a supplement as well. Can we do that?
Yeah, certainly tonight. I'll get that all put up.
And then, folks, it's up to you tomorrow to email everybody you know and get this out. Right now, we have the clips up there on the site for you and a basic article about it at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Had a lot of engineers calling in. Speaking of engineers, I have a friend, Jimmy Wright. He's the brother-in-law of one of my good friends, Kevin Booth. And they have a ranch out in Fredericksburg that I've visited quite a few times. And they're out there at the ranch, but Jimmy works in New York. He worked at the World Financial Center. He's actually a international banker, folks, but low-level, but he works big deals in acquisitions. But he has a full engineering architecture degree. I had him on my show at 11 a.m. sharp on 9/11, and that's archived at GCNLive.com at the archive section. And I had Jimmy Wright on, and he said, I've never seen such a perfect controlled demolition in my life. And I think you can also find that interview, Paul, and post that in there as well. Another engineer saying this, he was next door. He was in the complex. Paul Watson, any comments?
Well, yeah, I mean, the caller was talking about the electrical generators. The bottom line is this, and this is the bombshell proof of a cover-up. Why would FEMA do a report on how the building collapsed if you have Silverstein on the day of the attack admitting that they pulled it down? Why, for example, were all the photographers that are around the World Trade Center, why did they have their film confiscated, and why were they told to leave the area?
And why did FEMA within 2 days start arresting people, even with $5 snapshot film cameras?
Yeah, I mean, this brings more credence to the report, which some people have dismissed, that FEMA were on the ground on the night of September 10th, which came out just after the attacks.
Well, the regional head of FEMA said, oh, yeah, I came into town the night before and got ready for the disaster. And folks said, oh, well, that was just a slip of the tongue. Let's not focus on that.
Yeah, so this whole thing lends more credence to that as well.
Look, we have Silverstein saying they pulled the building. Oh, it's incredible. George, anything else?
I just wanted to let you know that the Pearl Harbor documents have been reclassified because of the uproar created by their release to the public.
Yeah, I saw that last week. The confirmed, admitted letter from Roosevelt telling the military to stand down and to allow 7,000 civilians to be captured by Japanese for a month, not letting them evacuate the Philippines so they could be caught, because that would be good images in newsreels of civilians captured by the Japanese. They would allow 7,000 people, over half of which were killed by the Japanese, more than the World Trade Center, to be captured by the brutal Japanese just for some propaganda value in newsreels, folks. Oh, but in 2001, they wouldn't kill 2,800 of you to get a total New World Order police state. Thanks for the call, George. Let's talk to Kurt in Louisiana. Kurt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I got some more information for you. If you go to Google and you type in live police scanner broadcast, and then you go down to the link police scanner live audio from many U.S. cities, and go in there and click on the Kansas City, Missouri part, there's NYFD radio transmissions where they say twice that they were reporting explosives, explosions.
Sir, there is a CNN clip where the reporter is standing about 10 blocks away, and she goes, an explosion, and dust comes shooting out the bottom seconds before it starts collapsing.
Exactly, and they report that where you can listen to that extra transmission.
Sir,
about
sir, I have the governor. I have 4 newscasts. I have video of them removing the unexploded bombs from Oklahoma City, pieces of the building blown across the street, the feds grabbing, 13 surveillance camera tapes from local banks and businesses declaring national security, not releasing them, and then the local news interviews an FBI agent with his face blacked out, and he says, well, Yeah, we were told not to come into work that day, and we've seen the tape. It's McVeigh with an Arab, but that's been seized. I mean, that's all in 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Paul Watson comments.
Well, yeah, you look at who'd, exploded the remainder of the Alfred P. Murrah building. Controlled Demolitions Incorporated, the same company that cleaned up the World Trade Center site and shipped off all the steel to China before any kind of official investigation could have taken place, which was basically criminal in itself. So it's
and the most respected firefighter organization and the oldest in the country, 160 years old, Firefighter Engineering, called for criminal indictments and said, why is there a cover-up?
And then not only that, what Keith was saying, when there's a fire, don't you cut all the electrical lines and gas lines and stuff anyway?
Well, I mean, that's just a red herring diversion. Hey, do me a favor, Kurt. Will you email me at tips@infowars.com or email Paul that transmission tape? Because I've heard those police tapes, but I have to find them. Send that to me. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, from InfoWars.com, from PrisonPlanet.com, let me reread this to you. PBS documentary, Silverstein and the Fire Department of New York City raised WTC-7 in a stunning and belated development concerning the attacks of 9/11, Larry Silverstein, the controller and the owner, I would add, of the destroyed WTC complex, stated plainly in a PBS documentary that he and the Fire Department of New York decided jointly to demolish the Solomon Brothers building, or WTC-7, late in the afternoon of Tuesday, September 11, 2001. The admission appeared in a PBS documentary originally aired September of 2002 entitled America Rebuilds. Mr. Silverstein's comments came after FEMA and the Society of Civil Engineers conducted an extensive and costly investigation into the curious collapse of WTC-7. The study specifically concluded that the building had collapsed as a result of an inferno within, sparked apparently by debris falling from the crumbling North Tower. In the documentary, Silverstein makes the following statement. I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. And I said, we've had such terrible loss of life, maybe the smartest thing to do is to pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and we watched the building collapse. Then we play another clip where the fire department's talking about demolishing buildings, calling it pulling. And that's the industry term. Mr. Silverstein's comments stand in direct contradiction to the findings of the extensive FEMA report. They even negate Kevin Spacey's narrative in the very documentary in which they appear. WTC-7 fell after burning for 7 hours. If it had been generally known that the building was pulled, wouldn't Mr. Spacey have phrased it that way? In the same program, a cleanup worker referred to the demolition of WTC-6. We're getting ready to pull the Building 6. There can be little doubt as to how the word pull is being used in the context. And it goes on, the shocking contradiction is yet another curious twist in the disturbing series of events surrounding the collapse of WTC-7 and the WTC complex in general. Among these is the fact that in all the history of the high-rise fires, not one has ever resulted in a collapse. On 9/11, three such anomalies were alleged to have occurred. Those who argue that the towers were vulnerable in their top heaviness cannot then explain the collapse due to the fire of WTC-7 and Broadbase 47-story steel frame building. There is also the fact that most of the structures destroyed by falling debris were directly under the Twin Towers, and none of them caught fire. WTC-7 was not only a full city block away from Tower 1, but WTC-6 stood directly between the two buildings and certainly absorbed most of the damage. In addition, WTC-7 suffered a strangely, though, a complete collapse, leaving only a leveled lot where it once stood. Although it was a much smaller structure, WTC-6, eight-story carcass, stood for months afterwards, even after being gutted by Tower 1. And we'll get into more in the next hour with Paul Watson and your calls, and John Statler's going to be riding shotgun with us as well. Before I end this segment, I need to at least once in the last 2 hours plug my videos. They're great films. It's also how we support this show. 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, get into detail on September 11th, and other government-sponsored terrorism from Oklahoma City to the first World Trade Center bombing where the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver. They're $25.95 all over 2 hours. Get three or more of any of my films. They drop down to $20 a piece. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get the films. Make copies. Get them out to everybody. Wake America and the world up. We've got to bring these criminals to justice. Or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or again, PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. That number, call right now, folks. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And Police State 3 gets a little bit of the World Trade Center attacks at 9/11. You know, getting into Building 7, we just focus on that, but it's a lot of other government-sponsored terror as well. All right, we'll be back with the third hour. Please stay with us. I hope your station carries a third hour.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.